This audio recording provides summaries for research articles published in Volume 11, Issue 2 of the Higher Learning Research Communication Journal. In the first article, Cheryl Burley, Patricia Steele, and Grace Guitra, in their empirical study, Online Adjunct Faculty Perceptions of Professional Development to Support Personal and Professional Academic Growth During COVID-19, used qualitative narrative inquiry to understand what online adjunct faculty value as support services, specifically professional development opportunities. The study resulted in the identification of possible improvements and enhancements to existing PD content that would further support faculty personal development, mental health, well-being, and academic growth. There are numerous variables, including unforeseen crises such as the COVID-19 pandemic, that need to be considered when developing, implementing, and presenting professional development for online adjunct faculty, professional and personal growth. Because faculty want to be listened to and heard, the professional development, and implementation process needs to be interactive to support online adjunct faculty, regardless of whether the university is for-profit or not-for-profit. In the second article, Elizabeth Johnston, Cheryl Burley, Zeno Rasmussen, Patrick Turner, Drayna Valentine, and Liston Bailey, in their empirical article, Multimedia Open Educational Resource Materials for Teaching Online, Diversity and Leadership, Aligning Bloom's Taxonomy and Studio Habits of Mind, use these two frameworks to develop a method of vetting and incorporating open education resources into the curriculum. The study resulted in the identification of 6 exemplar learning opportunities that could be incorporated into the blended pedagogical model. Each exemplar OER included all 4 types of knowledge as defined by Bloom's taxonomy and required the skills of observe and envision as defined in the Studio Habits of Mind. Educators need a new mindset to work with multimedia and visual resources. The blended pedagogical model provides scaffolded teaching and learning opportunities that were not visible in either Bloom's taxonomy or Studio Habits of Mind alone. This blended pedagogical model scaffolds the how when using a visual approach to curriculum development that may enrich the learning experiences of students when presented in online higher education classrooms. In the third article, Suman Ladari, Sojin Pradhan, and Sanjay Lama, in their qualitative study, Remote Teaching in Nepalese Higher Education During COVID-19, Teachers' Perspectives, examine the factors that supported or inhibited teacher participation in remote teaching. Teaching and learning in Nepal were predominantly face-to-face prior to the pandemic, and the previous studies show that the use of educational technology in higher education was limited. The authors found that personal factors such as teachers' sense of duty and their attitude towards technology use facilitated their practice despite technological, including internet connection, organizational, including directives on exams or online classes, and environmental, including inconsistent power supply, issues. They noted that teachers, colleges, and universities should continue to practice uptake of technology to move education toward a blended approach to teaching and learning. Also, educational authorities should provide more explicit guidelines on teaching and learning and the administration of assessments across multiple situations, including pandemics and other emergencies that require higher education to pivot from traditional face-to-face learning. In the next article, Syed Moussaoui, Gretchen Rossman, and Syed Hakikat, in their mixed method study, Students and Faculty Member Perceptions and Experiences of Classroom Assessment, a case study of a public university in Afghanistan, examine students' perception of classroom assessment at a public university in Afghanistan after implementation of a policy change regarding assessment practices. Exploring current assessment practices focused on student and faculty members' lived experiences was a secondary goal. The study also sought to collect evidence on whether the new assessment policy was effective in student achievement. Students reported positive perceptions of the current assessment practices. However, both students and faculty members were dissatisfied with the grading policy, reinforcing summative over formative assessment. Results support that the policy change regarding assessment has resulted in more students passing the courses compared to in the past. The findings also suggest improvements in faculty professional skills, such as assessment and teaching, and ways that they engage students in assessment processes. In the next article, Sylvie McLean, in her critical literature-based analysis, a conceptual continuous improvement framework to examine the problems of understanding applied research, sought to understand more clearly why faculty of colleges in a Canadian province are not engaged in applied research practices. Using social cognition theory through a social constructivist lens, she examined the evolution of colleges in the province, including the political factors and symbolic artifacts that shape values and organizational practices. By improving communication, learning through collaboration, and change through coordination, the conceptual continuous improvement processes provide opportunities to bridge the differing applied research context and unveil the varied on-the-ground realities of faculty teaching and research tasks. The analysis shows that institutional challenges related to applied research practice changes have been influenced by political, cultural, and socio-cognition context and tasks. The continuous improvement framework provides a viable means to analyze the fragmented state of applied research practices across Ontario colleges, which may ignite conversations and inform decision-making, as well as suggest approaches to change at other global post-secondary education institutions. In the final article, Amel Shoaib and Kuala Zaran, in their qualitative study, Systematic Collective E-Cheating in a Saudi Arabian Higher Education Context, a case study, investigated organized group cheating in a Middle Eastern institution during the shift to e-learning brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic in 2019. They found a novel type of misconduct, which they termed systematic collective e-cheating. As a result of their analysis, they provide insights on the causes and types of e-cheating in a Middle Eastern context. They noted that academic misconduct was directly influenced by rapid transition to e-learning, societal culture, and subjective norms, all of which jointly contributed to shifts in ethical perceptions leading to increased reports of e-cheating. The authors suggest that education professionals need to be aware of underlying issues related to ethical behavior and encourage students to understand and address negative ideologies regarding ethics on a societal level.